Some street lights could be turned off. And there's a photograph of the County Council's cabinet led by Liz Leffman, who will have the final say. Street lights in towns and villages may soon be turned off at the request of town and parish councils. Town and parish councils will soon be able to request to turn the lights off between 11:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. in rural areas, and from midnight to 5:50 a.m. in urban areas. This can only be done after a consultation is held with residents following a decision by Oxfordshire County Council. The County Council is responsible for 60,000 streetlights across the county and has already introduced measures to save energy, such as the using LED bulbs. The original scheme was supposed to save the County Council on an estimated £400,000 a year, but the Council has since said that this saving was not realisable. Oxford and other large urban areas, as well as major road junctions and remote alleyways, would not be able to apply to switch off the lights. We asked the clerks and chairs of some of the town and parish councils closest to Oxford what their next move is going to be and whether it supports switching off street lights. Parish councils for Wootton at Abingdon, Birkett, Clifton Hampden, Wheatley, Cumnor, South Hinksey, Botley, North Hinksey, along with their councillor chairs, were all contacted for comment. However, not one replied to our questions. Killington Town Council, formerly a parish until February, when councillors voted to up its status, said the scheme does not apply to it. Sarah Kearney, clerk to Killington Town Council, said, "Due to Killington being classified as a large urban area, we fall into the same category as Banbury and Bicester. As a result, this particular scheme does not apply to us and we do not have the option to apply for reduced street lighting. The choice is instead available to the surrounding rural parishes such as Yarnton and Begbroke, who are able to decide whether they wish to participate in this scheme." Oxfordshire County Council spokesman said lights will likely to be switched off this winter after the lower tier councils submit their requests. He said the part night lighting scheme application process hasn't opened yet. We plan to send out an information pack to towns and parishes soon. Reviewing and consulting on the schemes will take place over the spring and summer, prior to their submission for Cabinet member decisions in the autumn, with implementation taking place much later in the year, November or December. Under the plans, Thames Valley Police would also review each scheme using crime and road safety data. There had been initially resistance to the initial plan put forward by the Thames Valley Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Barber and campaigners over safety, particularly for women and girls.